I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States recently released this year's list of countries of particular concern, or the CPCs. The CPC list allows multiple policy options that will actually promote religious freedom. But it left off Iraq and Syria. Emily Fuentes with Open Doors USA.
Typically, this list is more about human rights violations that come from governments rather than outside agencies.
Their issue is ISIS. And since ISIS doesn't count as a government, that's why they were left off. But what used to be the norm is actually changing.
It's not governments that are the number one driving force anymore. It's Islamic extremist groups. And so we have to recognize they're the ones causing the human rights violations. They're the ones causing genocide. And the change our definitions accordingly.
Despite the persecution and the violence, the gospel is spreading. And it's World Malaria Day. Haiti is one of the few areas where malaria still runs rampant, especially now in rainy season. Debbie Lammert runs Blessing International's mobile medical clinic for orphans, and she says orphanages often can't afford the bed nets or medicine, making the kids vulnerable to mosquitoes carrying malaria. Right now, though, Blessings is offering a solution. Anybody who orders jewelry through Blessings' partner, Kairos 10, will not only be providing a treated bed net, but also anti-malarial medication.
Currently, I'm in need of about 300, but soon I think we're going to need up to 1,000. The Orphan Medical Clinic Project is a new program, and it's one that's growing. So as we see more kids in more orphanages, of course, that's going to be a big need for us as well.
And behind this, Haitians who live the words of Jesus in caring for the orphan and widow. Get started through links we'll provide at missionnews.org. With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.